大家平安。
Peace to you, everyone.
请大家继续翻开圣经加拉太书第三章。
We shall keep reading in Galatians chapter 3.
请大家打开加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
我请大家从二十六节读到二十九节。
We shall read from verse 26 to 29.
好，找到我们一同来读。所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的。为奴的或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。教会有两大圣礼，一个就是洗礼，一个就是圣餐。
There are two sacred ceremony in church.One is baptism, one is a holy communion.
为什么要有这些礼呢？
Why should we have this special ritual?
圣餐是主耶稣上十字架之前离别的一个吩咐。
And the holy communion is the command that our Lord Jesus Christ, before he went to the cross for crucifixion, he commanded us to do so.
就是要纪念主，直到主再来。
And we need to do it in remembrance of Christ until His coming again.
洗礼呢？洗礼是主耶稣复活升天之前最后的一个吩咐。
And baptism is also the same.
他吩咐门徒说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。”
He commands to all His disciples, say, "Go to preach."The gospel to make everyone become the children of God.
感谢主，今天在我们当中有七位弟兄姐妹接受洗礼。
We want to thank the Lord. There are seven brothers and sisters are baptized into Christ today.
所以我们今天要来讲受洗的意义。
And today we're going to talk about the meaning of baptism.
已经受过洗的弟兄姐妹，我们再听一次。
If you already baptized.I hope this will be a revision for you.
温故而知新。
So if you can learn the old things, and so you can revise the old things, so therefore you can learn the new things better.
愿圣灵光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit lead us.
坚固我们每一位的心。
And to make us secure in our belief.
主耶稣的吩咐就是命令。
The Lord's command is an order.
上次我们在这里讲过主的命令。
We did talk about the Lord's command.
主命令我们要彼此洗脚。
We need to wash each other's feet.
也就是彼此相爱。
We need to wash each other's feet. It means love one another.
彼此谦卑的服侍。
And humbly serve one another.
既然是主的命令，那么我们就要遵从。
If this is a command from God, then we need to follow.
所以在教会里面的弟兄姐妹，我们应当彼此相爱。
So in church, as brothers and sisters, we shall love one another.
不是相咬相吞。
And it's not a quarrel and try to have conflict.
这也是圣经里面的话，请我们打开加拉太书的五章十五节。
And can we turn to Galatians chapter 5?
第五章十五节
，and verse 15。
这里保罗警告我们。
So in here, Paul trying to warn us.
五章十五节
，and chapter 5 verse 15。
我们一起来读。你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭。
Or you will be destroyed by each other.
所以神的吩咐是命令，是我们要彼此。相爱。
So God's command is we shall love one another.
同样的，受洗也是主的命令之一。
And baptism is also God's command.
所以我们要在这里遵照着主的吩咐去行。
So we need to follow his command and put into practice.
所以我们要为七位弟兄姐妹给他们施洗。
Therefore, we shall do this baptism for the seven brothers and sisters.
并且主耶稣已经亲自的做了榜样。
And also, our Lord Jesus Christ, he has demonstrated us as a role model.
当年主耶稣出来传道之前，
before he was a preacher.
他来到施洗约翰那里，
He came to John the Baptist,
要接受施洗约翰的洗礼，
and to receive the baptism from John the Baptist.
主耶稣没有罪，
and he is Son of God without sin.
他是完全的人，
he is a perfect man.
所以他不需要接受这个洗礼，
he doesn't need to receive baptism from John the Baptist.
但是他乐意接受洗礼，
but he is willing to receive this baptism.
主耶稣说：“这是尽诸般的义。”
And this is how I fulfill all kinds of righteousness.
我们请大家打开马太福音的三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3.
十三节，马太福音三章十三节，我们来看主耶稣跟施洗约翰的对话。
And chapter 3, verse 13.
我们可以请弟兄姐妹来帮忙，今天受洗的弟兄们、弟兄姐妹们翻圣经吗？
Can someone help those brothers sisters who are going to baptize today to help them turn the Bible?
因为今天讲到他们要明白。
Because they need to understand today's message.
马太福音我们看三章十三节到十五节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 to 15.
好，请来。
And shall we read together? Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let's be so now.It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John contended.
好，十五节，耶稣回答说：“你暂且许我。”
And in verse 15, Jesus replied, "Let it be so now."
然后主耶稣说：“因为我们。”
And because us.
理当这样尽诸般的义。
To do this.To fulfill all righteousness.
所以主耶稣回的时候，他是用我们来回答约翰。
And he used this word as us, as older people.
所以这个我们呢，就意味着你我在里面。
Us including you and me.
我们都要尽诸般的义。
We need to fulfill all righteousness.
主耶稣又清楚地说过，信而受洗的必然得救。
And Jesus also say, if you believe and you baptize, then you will receive the salvation.
请我们打开马可福音十六章十十六节。
Let's turn to Mark.
马可福音的十六章十六节。
Chapter 16, verse 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 16.
好，一起来。
Shall we read together?
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的
whoever does not believe will be condemned.
好，得救的第一件要做的事情就是要相信。
And to receive salvation, first of all, you need to believe.
约翰福音三章十六节。
And in John chapter 3, verse 16,
我们已经得了重生啊，永生的人，我们都会明白这一句话。
And we whoever receive eternal life, we will understand this verse.
但是今天在座的也有第一次来教会的。
And today among the congregation, there are some people their first time in here.
所以现在我们要请大家来读约翰福音三章十六节。
And let's turn to John chapter 3, verse 16.
三章十六节。
John chapter 3, verse 16.
好，一起来。 神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。好，这里说只要信就得永生。
So whoever believe will receive this eternal life.
圣经说得救就是得永生的意思。
And the Bible tells us whoever receive eternal life is mean you have been saved, receive the salvation.
但有些人说他信。
And some people say they do believe.
实际上呢，他没有得救。
But he's not yet to be saved.
有些人呢，信了不久又不信了。
And some people believe, then they give up.
又有些人呢，信了之后很追求。
And some people they believe, then they start to pursue spiritual life.
也带领过查经班。
And to lead Bible study.
但后来又不信了。
Then somehow they stop and give up.
他们也跌倒了。
They fall.
我就认识这样子的人。
I have to know someone like that.
他也是我们的好朋友。
He is also my good friend.
这是为什么呢？
Why this has been happened in this way?
这就涉及到他得救的信。
And that's matter with how he believes in his salvation.
这个信是使他能得救的信。
And this salvation, this faith, should be the element how he received his salvation.
得救的信跟平常所讲的信不一样。
This faith is different than the normal faith we are talking about.
平常我们讲信耶稣。
And normally we say believe in God, believe in Jesus Christ.
很可能是指信仰说的。
And maybe we say it to do with our religion.
说这个人有宗教信仰。
He has one religion and he believes in something.
他是信基督教的。
And he belongs to this religion of Christian.
或者说信一种教义的。
And also believe in some kind of religion.
我们所讲的信是得救的信。
But we're talking about this belief is our true salvation.
是信这位耶稣基督。
Believe in Jesus Christ.
而不是信基督教。
It's not believe in the religion.
不是信教。
It's not in a religion.
信仰基督教跟信靠耶稣基督是有分别的。
And believe in the religion or believe in Jesus Christ, that is different.
若说到信仰。
We talk about faith.
范围很广。
The range is quite wide.
人只要说信耶稣。
If you talk to someone, say, I believe in Jesus.
就表明他有信仰。
And it shows he or she has certain faith.
不管他信的对或者信的错。
Disregard he or she is correct or wrong.
也可能他信的是异端。
Maybe they believe in some wrong religion.
所以信仰就有这样的危险。
And that is a danger.
而我们在这里要强调的是信耶稣是基督是神的儿子。
So now what I want to emphasize is we believe Jesus Christ, we believe he is son of God, and we believe that is our salvation.
不是信宗教。
We not believe in a religion.
不是信一些教义。
We not try to follow certain religions rituals.
也不是信一番大道理。
And you not believe in some a series of theories.
而是信耶稣和耶稣的救恩。
And believe in Jesus Christ and his salvation.
因为除了耶稣的救恩以外，我们别无拯救。
Apart from Jesus Christ's salvation, there's nothing can redeem us.
只有主耶稣带给人类的救恩才是真正的福音。
And it's only the salvation like Jesus Christ has brought to the human mankind, then this is the real salvation.
这个福音才是个好消息。
And this gospel is a good news.
当我们在电视上听的新闻、所看的新闻，这些也是消息。
And whatever you read or you watch on the TV every day, the news is also kind of information.
不管是好的消息或者坏的消息，这些都是消息。
And doesn't matter is a good news or bad news, is all kinds of information provided to you.
而不是理论。
It's not theory.
也不是什么大道理。
And it's not a very philosophical kind of explanation.
所报道的新闻都是真实发生的事情。
And all the news, they just tell you what's going on around the world.
而且是当天发生的事情。
And also the current affair is a current situation.
是真实的消息。
It is a real information.
不是个理论。
It's not a theory.
圣经所说的福音是真实的。
And the salvation our Bible is talking about is real.
是关乎万民的得救。
It's matter to everyone, you and me.
神实实在在的为了来救赎罪人。
And God, because this salvation, He wants to save us.
他差他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到世上。
He gave His one and only Son come to this earth.
为我们世上每一个人的罪被钉死在十字架上。
To die and crucify on the cross for you and me.
他成就了救恩。
He has accomplished the salvation.
他偿清了一切的罪债。
And He has cleaned all our debts about our sins.
这是神给世人的最好的消息。
And this is the greatest news God has ever given to mankind.
人只要接受就可以得到这个救恩。
If we receive this good news, then we receive this salvation.
耶稣就担当了我们一切的罪。
Jesus Christ carried all our sins.
这是天下最好的消息。
And this is the greatest news forever.
我们想一想。
Let's just think about it.
我们本是灭亡的人。
We are a group of people who are going to be vanished one day.
但神早已经给了我们救恩。
But God has prepared this salvation beforehand.
我们为什么不要呢？
Why you don't want it?
赶快来信他吧。
Please come to believe in God.
永生就是你的。
And eternal life will be yours.
这个永生不是人能给你的。
And this eternal life is not what people can provide for you.
世界也不能够给你。
This world cannot give it to you.
只有耶稣。
Only Jesus Christ.
但还不能够糊涂的来信。
But you can't believe because you are superstitious, you're not clear.
我们要来认识耶稣基督。
You need to know Jesus Christ well.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because our Bible tells us.
认识你独一的真神。
To know you and the only God, the true God.
并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督。
And to know Jesus Christ who God has sent.
这就是永生。
And this is eternal life.
所以我们要得永生。
So if you want to receive the internal life,
我们要先来认识主耶稣基
督。And we need to know Jesus Christ first.
我们要认识到他是道成肉身的主。
And we need to know He is the God, the Word become flesh.
我们要认识到主耶稣为我们的罪而死。
And we need to know that He died for our transgressions.
也只有耶稣把我们的罪全部一笔勾销。
It's only Jesus He can cancel and clear all our sins.
所以我们的信不是信宗教。
So therefore our belief is not in a religion.
乃是个得救的信。
It's a belief in a solid salvation.
也就是信主耶稣基督。
And believe in Jesus Christ.
是上帝的儿子。
And He is Son of God.
信最好的解释。
And the best explanation about our faith.
就是接受。
To accept.
接受的意思。
To accept.
请我们打开约翰福音一章十二节。
Let's turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 12.
约翰福音一章十二节。
John chapter 1, verse 12.
好，我们一起来读一章十二节。
John chapter 1, verse 12.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女信耶稣就是把耶稣的生命接到我们心里头来
So believing God is receive Him and accept Him into our heart
就是把生命的种子接到我们心里头来
And receive this seed of life into your heart
信耶稣也就是基督在我里
And believing Christ is mean the Christ is within you
这个基督的生命就在我们里面
And Christ's life is within you
基督的生命在我们里面会渐渐长大的。
And if the life of Christ is within you, it will gradually grow up.
所以你们因信耶稣基督都是神的儿子。
And because we believe in Jesus Christ, we are all children of God.
接受了神儿子的生命之后，
After we receive the life of the Son of God,
接下来我们就要受洗。
Then we need to be baptized.
刚才我们读的经文三章十六节，加拉太书三章
十六节。Just like we have read the Bible verses, the Galatians chapter three, verse 27.
27节，对，受洗归入基督。
And we baptize into Christ.
主耶稣说，信而受洗的必然得救。
And whoever has been believed and baptized, you will receive the salvation.
不信的必被定罪。
And those who do not believe will be condemned.
接受基督的生命在我们里面之后，
After receive the Christ life within us,
圣经还告诉我们还需要做一件事情。
There's one more thing you need to do.
我们还需要受洗。
And we need to be baptized.
还需要受洗归入基督。
And we need to baptize into Christ.
归入基督就是我在基督里。
And baptizing to Christ means living within Christ.
信耶稣是基督在我里。
And believing Jesus is believe Jesus is within you.
受洗是我在基督里。
And baptize is I am within Christ.
这样子就完全了。
And this salvation will be complete.
为什么要受洗呢？
Why you need to be baptized?
因为圣经说要借着受洗使我们归入基督。
And through baptism, we can baptize into Christ.
这是个很重要的。
And this is quite crucial.
因为神要完成的是只有在基督里才能够做成。
All the missions God is going to accomplish is only can be done within Christ.
也只有在基督里，我们属灵的生命才能够长大。
And only within Christ, your spiritual life will grow.
我们现在来看一处经文就明白了。
Let's read one more Bible passage.
请我们打开以弗所书的第二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
以弗所书第二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
好，一起来读。
Shall we read it together?
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，不要叫我们行善，这是神所预备叫我们行的。我们原是他的工作。
We are God's workmanship.
在什么里造成的？
Created in Christ.
在基督里造成的。所以上个主日讲台信息。
So last Sunday, the sermon.
大成长老在这里告诉我们什么？
And Elder Chen has told us.
他说神有三项大工程。
And there are three great jobs like God needs to do.
第一个建造之工。
And one is for construction.
建造之工已经完成了。
It's already.Accomplish.
救赎之工呢也已经完成了。
Salvation is also accomplished.
但主耶稣还没有休息。
But Jesus Christ still not at rest.
他还在继续的做工。
He is still working.
做什么工呢？
What kind of work he's doing?
做建造之工。
He tried to work with as a workmanship with us.
神为什么要建造。
And why God wants to do this workmanship?
神为什么要创造？
And why he wants to create?
神为什么要救赎？
And why he wants to do this salvation?
我们先来看神为什么要创造。
And let's see God's creation.
因为神是自隐的。
Because God is a self-hidden God.
所以他要借着他的创造，
And through his creation,
让世人可以看见他的神性。
So the whole world, the old creation can see who is God.
和他的永能。
and also his eternity.
也就是说看到神的全能和神的主权。
And to see his authority and he is Almighty God.
也让人享受在这个创造之中。
And also may a man can endure with his creation.
神又为什么要救赎人呢？
Why he wants to save man?
因为我们刚才读的圣经，神爱世人。
Because for God so loved the world.
我们再来看一处经文，是在罗马书的第五章十二节。
And let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
我们来看为什么神要救赎世人。
And verse 1.
罗马书五章十二节。
And verse 12. Chapter 5, verse 12.
好，一起来读。
Shall we read together? Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。好，罪人，我们世人犯了罪之后面临什么？
If we all sinned, what is the consequence?
面临死亡。
The consequence is death.
所以每一个人生下来就往 死亡里面钻。
Since you were born, you are walking forward to your own death.
神看见人一个一个的死亡。
One by one, we are going to vanish one day.
没有别的救赎之法。
There's no other alternative.
所以神就有了这个救赎之功。
So therefore, God thinks the salvation is very important.
所以神的救赎之功，也就是为了拯救罪人。
And God's salvation is trying to redeem mankind.
神为什么建造呢？
And why he construct in the workmanship?
主耶稣到如今还在工作。
He's still working. Jesus Christ still working today.
主耶稣在做建造的工作。
He's doing this spiritual construction work.
建造什么呢？
What he's trying to do in his workmanship.
就是他要建造你我的生命。
And to build you and me our life.
主的建造是在什么地方？
And where does it show?
我们刚才读的是在基督里造成的。
And is accomplished within Christ.
我们原是他的工作是在耶稣基督里造成的。
We used to be his workmanship. It has been done in Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到神要完成的事。
So whatever God needs to accomplish,
所要建造的工
and the work he is going to do,
都是在基督耶稣里。
It can only be done within Christ.
所以我们要受洗归入基督。
So therefore we need to be baptized into Christ.
借着受洗归入基督。
And through baptism into Christ.
我们再来读罗马书的六章。罗马书的第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
这里很清楚地告诉我们受洗的意义。
And in here, it indicates to us very clearly about the meaning of baptism.
罗马书的第六章，我们从第三节读到第八节。
And in Romans chapter 6, we shall start to read from verse 3.
好，一起来。岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。这里很清楚地告诉我们受洗的意义。
So in this passage, it has clearly told us the meaning of baptism.
所以我们的罪和我们的旧人要与主耶稣同钉死在十字架上。
So therefore our sins and our old self need to be crucified on the cross.
当我们的我跟旧人 钉死了以后呢？
And if you can crucify me and your old self,
我们就要在基督里活着。
And you can be reborn again in Christ.
我们要在基督里追求学习神的话。
And in Christ, you need to learn God's word.
好让神做工建造我们这个属灵的生命。
So God can start to work on you as His workmanship.
为的是要叫我们行善。
So we can do all what is good in the eyes of God.
就是神所预备叫我们去行的。
And it's all the good things God wants us to do.
也就是披戴基督的意思。
So we will carry Jesus Christ.
加拉太书三章二十七节。
And in Galatians chapter 3, chapter 3, verse 27,
你们受洗归入基督,
you people baptized into Christ,
都是披戴基督的,
and you are carried Jesus Christ.
披戴基督就是说将我们内在有的神的生命把它行出来。
And what does it mean carry Christ is whatever Christ is in you, you will carry out his life to act it out.
将基督的生命表现出来
and to show his life
活出来
and to live it out
披戴基督就是让我们活出基督
and to carry Christ is to live it out like Christ
使徒保罗在这里说明了披戴基督
and Paul Apostle has explained how do we carry Christ
他说明我们跟主的关系是个非常密切的关系
and how do we close yourself with Christ is a very close relationship
披戴和穿上原文是同一个字
how you carry and close in the original language is the same word
披戴基督是在日常生活中表现活出与主联合的样式
and is in your daily life you try to be Christ-like
这个样式就是新造人的样式
and is a new creation
有主复活生命的样式
and is a reborn Christians like
是基督在我里面活着
is how Christ lives within me
加拉太书二章二十节说
and in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20
加拉太书二章二十节
and in Galatians chapter 2
我已经与基督同钉十字架现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着并且我知道如今在我肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己所以弟兄姐妹们
Brothers, sisters,
我们借着洗礼归入基督
Through baptism we can baptize into Christ
借着洗礼归入他的死
and through baptism we baptize into his death
和他一同埋葬
and buried with him
原是叫我们的一举一动有新生的样式
and so whatever we do we can show out we are the new creation of God
有披戴基督的样式
so we are clothed with Jesus Christ
把基督的生命活出来
and to live it out of Christ's life
接下来我们要看下一个成为一了
and so how we become in one
受洗是与主联合
if we baptize is we baptize and into Christ be united with Christ
成为一灵
become one spirit
成为一身
and become one body
凡是受洗的人无论你是什么人
and whatever you baptize it doesn't matter who you are
今天在我们当中就有老幼男女老幼都有
and we have the senior one we have the junior one we have the male one we have the female one
凡是受洗的人都是接受同一位圣灵的洗
and whoever received this baptism you received the same baptism become one body
所以便与主成为一灵
as one spirit
我们来看这一节经文
and let's read this Bible passage
请我们打开哥林多前书的第六章十七节
First Corinthians,
哥林多前书六章十七节。
First Corinthians chapter six,
十七节。
Verse seventeen,
六章十七节。但与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵，所以我们都是与主 成为一灵的人。
And whoever united with Christ, we become one in spirit.
我们每一个人里面的灵跟主的灵可以相交通。
And we can fellowship with God's spirit.
主的灵也可以感动我们，或者约束我们。
And God's spirit can touch us or restrict us.
因此我们新人的生命就要顺从灵的引导。
So as a new creation, you need to follow God's leading.
披戴着耶稣基督。
Clothed with Jesus Christ.
把基督的义行出来。
And try to show his righteousness.
再不要随从肉体去放纵私欲犯罪。
Do not ever follow your flesh, your body, to follow all your lust.
与主联合也是成为一个身体。
And to unite it with Christ is become one body.
我们再看哥林多前书的十二章十三节。
And let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十二章十三节。
And verse 13.
好，一起来。我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，引以一位圣灵。所有受了洗的人与主联合，成为主的身体。
So whoever baptized into Christ become one body.
这个身体也就是指教会说的。
And this one body is indicate of church.
而主耶稣是教会的头。
And Jesus Christ is the head of this church.
那么我们每一个人是身体的一部分，叫做肢体。
And we are different parts of this Christ's body.
而肢体是连于身体的。
And all these parts of the body is connected with Christ Jesus.
所以我们弟兄姐妹在彼此之间是互相帮助，互相关怀的。
So we should help each other and cooperate with each other.
我们也是互相勉励。
And encourage one another.
互相扶持。
And try to hold each other up.
彼此包容。
And try to cover each other.
彼此饶恕。
And forgive each other.
这些都是披戴着耶稣基督。
And is try to clothe with Christ Jesus.
要为主活出义来。
And you need to live out your righteousness for Christ.
彼此相爱，救人也救己。
And love one another, you can save yourself and also save other people.
在爱中建立自己。
And in love to accomplish yourself.
在爱中建立教会。
And in love you establish this church.
这就是主耶稣在教会要做的建造之工。
And this is the workmanship like God is going to do.Within church.
好，最后一点我们要来看，信而受洗的必承受产业。
And whoever baptized into Christ, in the future, you do have your internal inheritance.
当我们一受洗的时候，
when you baptize into Christ,
我们就有圣灵，
you have Holy Spirit.
同证我们是神的儿女。
And to prove you are a child of God.
我们来看罗马书八章十六节。
And let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 16.
八章十六节。
Romans.
罗马八章十六节。
Chapter 8, verse 16.
好，一起来。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
With our spirit that we were God's children.
我们的信心跟亚伯拉罕的信心一样。
Our faith is the same as Abraham's faith.
都是因信称义。
And because of faith, we can call righteous.
所以我们因信成为了亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And because of faith, we can become descendants of Father Abraham.
因此我们按照神的应许也同样可以承受产业。
So because God's promise, we can inherit.
什么产业呢？
God's inheritance.
就是天上一切属灵的福气。
And it's all the heavenly spiritual blessing.
我们再来看最后一节经文，是在以弗所书的第一章第三节。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
好，一起来读。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。再一次告诉我们，只有在基督里，我们才能够得到天上各样属灵的福气。
And only within Christ we can receive all the heavenly blessing.
所以我们相信主耶稣基督的时候，就是把基督接在我们心里。
So, when we believe in Christ, is how we accept Christ into our heart.
但是主耶稣这个种子的生命要渐渐长大。
But this seed needs to be gradually grow up.
所以我们要归入基督，在基督里。
So we need to baptize into Christ.
这样子，基督才可以在我们里面做工。
And therefore, Christ.Can work within you.
因为神要成就的一切的事工都是在基督里。
Whatever God wants to accomplish is within Jesus Christ.
神一切的丰盛也是在基督里。
All the abundance of God is within Christ.
所以我们要受洗归入基督。
So therefore we need to baptize into Christ.
在基督里我们才能够得到产业。
And only in Christ we can receive this inheritance.
好，我们从祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲爱的父神
Dear merciful heavenly father
我们再次感谢你向我们说话
We'd like to thank you you speak to us again
我们愿意接受主你的救恩
We want to receive your salvation
使你的生命在我们里面
So your life can be within us
我们也愿意归入基督
And we are also willing to baptize into Christ
在基督里生根建造
In Christ, we will be constructed.
好得到一切属灵的福气。
And so we can receive all kinds of heavenly blessing.
唯独你是救主。
And you are our only salvation.
也是我们生命的主。
And you are the Lord of our life.
求你来引导我们。
Please lead us.
来建造我们。
To try to work with us.
我们今天也求你继续做工。
So today we ask you to continuously to work with us.
做拯救的工。
To do this work of salvation.
因为我们在座的家人还有亲戚朋友还没有相信你。
We do have many family members and relatives. They are not yet become Christian.
我们求主怜悯。
And please have mercy on them.
使他们也能够来信靠顺服你。
So let them can believe in you.
我们再次把在座的每一位弟兄姐妹和朋友们
So we want to hand each one of the congregation or the brothers and sisters onto your hand.
交在救主的手中。
And put into your hand.
求主你做拯救、做建造的工作。
And please make us as your workmanship.
谢谢主听我们的祷告。
And thank you for listening to our prayer.
这样子祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.